Good to be back tonight. How many would like to go to Palau and sing like that? Have you raised your hand? That's awesome. I love Missions Conference. It's really neat to hear about different parts of the world, and I would love to sing like that someday. So God hasn't given me the gift of tongues yet, so I can't, but one day maybe I can. What a blessing to be with you tonight, and we have been spoiled this week with a lot of food and a good fellowship, and we praise the Lord for that. Tonight we're going to talk briefly on expanding the impact, to expand the impact, to take what's happening here at Brookside Baptist Church and continue to make an impact and advance the cause of Christ in Brazil. As you see the title on the screen here, what is the first letter? Now listen close, I know it's Thursday night, but what is the first letter of the last word of the title? Very good, I, okay? So I is talking about who? Me and you, okay? As Herb Genfey said on Sunday, this previous Sunday, he said, "There's without you, there's no us." So that the idea here of I is personal responsibility. Think of a story, my nephew at the time, I think he was about 4 years old, and my wife's sister, Kim is my wife, her sister Tina, older sister, was talking, just in passing, said something about, well, you know, if your dad and I pass away or something to that effect. And he just started crying, just kind of lost it. And his name's Vaughn. And she said, Tina looked at Vaughn and said, well, son, what's going on? He said, well, if you die, then who will open my potato chips? He was not quite ready to assume responsibility to open up his chip bags. And sometimes in missions, we are not ready to assume personal responsibility for what missions means to me, what missions will require that I do. Now, when I talk about missions, I'd like you to think about it in a 2020 way. Dr. Melchert has been able to do some eye appointments for our family and we're very gracious, huge help to our family. But we all, I would imagine, desire to have 20/20 vision. Want to see close up? You want to see distance? I can't. I wear contacts. But 20/20 vision is a good thing. It's a great thing in church work. But we need to look outside of Milwaukee, outside of Brookfield, outside of the country. But we can't forget about here. This church has to be strong. Your family has to be strong. Your personal walk with God has to be strong. So as we talk about missions tonight, think about Palau and think about France and think about university ministry and think about Brazil and all these other countries and Nova Scotia. We missionaries with us, Brother Reason tonight in prayer. Think about all those places, but also apply that to your life here. A lot of little cities around here. It's been interesting going through Butler and Menominee Falls and, of course, here in Brookfield. A lot of cities in Milwaukee, a big city. So think about missions in the general sense. Around us and then expanding that. As we look throughout God's word, there's a lot of people that assumed that responsibility. They didn't wait. I think of Jabez. I'll read a lot of this scripture tonight just for time. But in 1 Chronicles 4:10, it says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast." So the idea, I take it here, to expand the impact. Enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Oh, that we would say, God, enlarge my coast. Help me to have an impact at where I work. And students, help me to have an impact where I go to school. And help me to have an impact where I live with my next door neighbor and with those people that are around me. Expand my impact. I think of David. He went and he saw his brothers there and he saw Goliath. And they were talking and just not real sure what to do. And he makes this statement, you know, is there not a cause? A little while later, he says, David said to Saul, thy servant, or I, will go and fight this Philistine. Very easily, David could have said, hey bro, you need to go. You're the soldier. I just came to bring you some cheese, just to bring you some bread. But you go. No, he said, I'll go. If nobody else is ready, then I'll go and I'll fight the Philistine. In Isaiah, I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send John and Jamie Zimmer. Or send JJ and Valerie. No, he says, here am I, send me. I'll go. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Distance from their families, distance from their friends, and from their religious background, they took a stand. They knew there were consequences. They knew that God could deliver them. But I think it's awesome here to think about, they were ready to go in even if God didn't deliver them. I like to think that God will always deliver me, don't you? But they were ready to go even if God didn't. They assumed the responsibility. Esther, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I going into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. God used her to preserve a nation. Esther, once again, could have easily said, what could I do? How can I have an impact here? How could God use me? But she said, I'm ready. And if I perish, and if I die, if I'm persecuted, I'm ready. New Testament, Paul in Acts chapter 16 and verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he'd seen the vision, he woke up and took a Tums. No, the Bible says, immediately they went. He says, we're ready. If they need help, if God needs to send missionaries over, then we're ready to go. So I pray, my burden is that as God calls, and I believe he still does that, I believe oftentimes, our home church pastor said recently, I think it's a lot of times, like God is calling, we look to see who's on the phone, you know, we look at the number, no, I'm not going to take that. I think God is calling just as many missionaries today as he did 50, 60, 70 years ago. But many are not answering that call. Many don't answer the call, remember, locally, to share Christ in the workplace, to share Christ at school, to have a neighbor into your home and minister to them over a piece of pie or some coffee and share Christ in that way. But Paul says, hey, I'm ready. The book of Acts, we see God continuing his work that Christ started through his apostles. It's a book of people. Luke related all that. The first part of Acts, we see a lot that Peter did, and those who were around Peter with John. And then the last part of the book of Acts, we see a lot of things that Paul did. And often Paul talks about his companions in ministry. It's a book of people. It's a book of people that assumed their responsibility. They said, hey, I will do it. Not alone, obviously, as we showed on our video. Only it's possible through God. It's only possible as people partner with us, as people pray with us, our own family. Praise God for my wife and the ministry that she has to me to encourage me and to work together with me. But we must assume the responsibility. Jude 22, and if some having compassion, making a difference. There's 3 points I'd like to challenge you tonight. In order for Brookside Baptist Church to expand the impact of this local church, to continue to reach people for Christ in this area. And let me tell you, I've been encouraged as I've heard some of the staff just talking about their contacts and who they've witnessed to, and not just in a canvassing way, hey, I knocked on a door, which is okay, and praise God for that, but developing relationships and trying to reach people that way and building that upon that. Praise God for that. I know many of you that sit before me do the same thing, and keep it up. But in order for Brookside to expand that and to enlarge my coast, as Jabez said, there's 3 things that I'd like to look at briefly tonight. I have small children, so humor me. We'll do a little bit of motions tonight, okay? And I'd like you to repeat after me. That's what my kids need to do, especially the small ones, so I know that they're listening and understand what I'm saying. The first one is, I will intercede, okay? So, as many kids do, fold your hands to pray. And then repeat after me. I will intercede. All right, once more. I will intercede. To pray, often we think, hey, that's fairly easy, right? You just bow your head. You don't have to bow your head, but you can pray. But it is hard work, is it not? How often do we fail to pray? How often as a missionary do I fail to pray? What a challenge that they sang to listen to God's still small voice. Oh, praise God for that we would slow down for a while, that we would have a regular habit of looking at God's word and says, and to listen to him and be able to communicate and talk back, talk with our God. I will intercede. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1, it says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. But notice the last part of this passage here. It says, even as it is with you. Even as it is with you. Paul requested prayer here. He said, brethren, pray for us that God's word would have free course, that we would be able to share Christ with other people, that we would have open doors of ministry, and it would be glorified even as it is with you. Now, to expand the impact, it's necessary, as we see here in this passage, that it must be that way here at Brookside Baptist Church. It must be that way in your home. Your kids ought to be able to say, hey, in our home, God's word is glorified. In our home, we're trying to reach people for Christ. And we pray on a regular basis that people would come and accept Christ as their Savior, even as it is with you. If it's not that way with you, then it's going to be tough to expand upon that. It's going to be tough to enlarge your coast. Brethren, pray for us. The second thing, I will interact. Okay, first thing, let's review. I will intercede. Some of you didn't have your hands folded. Let's do it again. I will intercede. Second thing is I will interact. Okay, and let's just put our arms out like that, like we're just going to help. We're going to dig in and do something. I don't know what it is, carrying a block or helping at a camp, but we're going to do something, okay? So I will interact. One, two, three. I will interact. Again, I will interact. Amen. 3 John chapter verse 8. Last part of that, it says, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. That we might be fellow helpers to the truth. That we can just help it on along. That we can help advance the cause of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, the first part of that says, for we are laborers together with God. Heard mentioned Sunday, I believe, if I remember correctly, I think he said that over 80 people this year from Brookside Baptist Church have been out in short-term missions to different places. It's encouraging to hear the different people that have gone to Palau. I sat next to John today at lunch and hearing some of the things that God is doing in his field and people going to help. But maybe next year God would help 180 people to go out in different parts of the world. To be able to interact with that, it gives you a more personal knowledge. Instead of praying for a Jose, you know, a lot of times when you go, you're going to be able to sit at the table with Jose. Instead of just seeing a face on a screen, as you go to the mission field, you might be able to paint the face of a child. And that will never leave you. You'll come back changed. You'll come back with a deeper knowledge of missions. It won't just be a prayer letter. It won't just be a prayer card. It won't just be a quick email. But there will be a people associated with that as you say, hey, I will interact. But Dave, what can I do? I'm not a public speaker. So I can't go down there and preach a conference for you. I can't train your leadership. Can I just say, and I mentioned some of this in Sunday school this past Sunday morning, but God uses the body of Christ to get his work done. Isn't that true? There's been many people in the 13 and a half years that we've been in Brazil that have come and visited us, been pilots, been active military, retired military, a painting contractor, carpentry workers. There's been teachers. There's been computer guys. There's been accountants. And you go down the list, and they've probably visited us at some point or another. July and August of this year, we had 32 people come through that we hosted in small groups, in small teams that came, whether to help with VBS or the ministry. And they advance the cause of Christ in Brazil and around the world. So you do have a talent. You do have some way, as JJ even mentioned tonight, the different ways that you could help in France and be able to say, hey, I will interact. Let's review, okay? Hands together. I will pray, intercede. See, I need to repeat after myself. Here we go, okay? I will intercede. Second thing, I will interact, okay? I will interact, okay? And the last thing is this. I will invest. And I thought about, you know, acting like you're getting your wallet out, but it's so much more than that. Amen? So let's do this, just hands open wide, just saying, hey, God, it's all me. I'm all in, right? I will invest. Again, I will invest. Where's Pastor Ken? Is he Pastor Ken? Okay, they all said it. They promise. Okay, it's done. You're witness. I will invest. Look with me. I want you to look at this passage in Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. I would venture to say if we went through the crowd tonight and asked, do you love God? Now, when I was in our youth group growing up, my youth pastor often asked us that. He often used that question. But we began to understand that when he said that to us, we knew that immediately following, he had some task for us to do. Do you love God? Well, Pastor Scott, I'm not sure right now. But do you love God? Most of us, I would venture to say, immediately we would say, yes, of course, I love God. I don't know. I haven't been in Wisconsin a whole lot. I did go to Maranatha many years ago. But I know in the South, in Georgia, if we were to go around in Macon and Atlanta and go to the mall or go to a park and ask people, hey, do you love God? A lot of people, I would venture to say the majority would say, yes, I love God. In Brazil, a lot of the people that we minister to and around us would say quickly, I love God. In fact, they have a couple of phrases. One is, vai com Deus, which means go with God. Now, their life may not reflect anything similar to the statement that they say, but it's a common thing for people to say in Brazil, vai com Deus. It just gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling when they say that, right? Vai com Deus. Okay, thank you, I will. Go with God. Another phrase is, Deus me livre. May God spare me. People say that in conversation all the time in Brazil. May God spare me. Another thing is, só por Deus, or only because of God. Generally, they're about to complain when they say that, but only because of God have I survived marriage with this guy, you know, or something. But only because of God. Só por Deus. But as we look here at the words of Christ in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, there is a powerful passage that, to be honest with you, is difficult many times to really obey. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Wow. Turn back with me to Matthew chapter 10, if you could. Matthew chapter 10. And verse 37. I think we get a little bit of insight into what Christ is saying by looking at this passage in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37. It says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. I believe that God knows oftentimes that we love him. But God, in his word, makes it very clear that he's not satisfied just that we love him. But he wants us to love him more. More than husband and wife. More than dad and mom. More than our children, more than our brethren, our friends, and more than life itself. Let me ask for four, I've got a few minutes here. Let me ask for four volunteers, and I need three men volunteers and then one teen volunteer. It can be boy or girl, but three men volunteers and then one teen volunteer. I'm not going to embarrass you as best as possible. Okay, great. All right, Jim is one. Okay, Whitney, is it Whitney, right? Whitney, if you come on down, fantastic. Just come, yeah, come right up here for a minute. Okay, we have two. I'll even give chocolates for people that come, okay? Right, sure, come on up. We have three, one more. Going, great. Joey, fantastic. Okay. And let's do this here. James, if you could come up as well, okay? And Jim, you are probably the tallest here in the group, so you're going to represent God. So just stay here for now, Jim. So God's going to stay down here. And then your name?
Doug.
Okay, Doug, if you could come on up. And Doug, just stand up here. Great. Joey, if you could come. It is Joey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Joey's next to Doug. And then James, if you could just stand on the step here. And Whitney, come next. Awesome. So these people, if you were to ask them, hey, do you love God? Of course I love God. I've got a Bible, and we go to church, and I'm active in things, and I love God. Love God here. But there are other things, you know, that we love. And for James, I would assume that he loves music, right? Boy, music is awesome. And music is not my strong point, but music guys, they really get into it, right? I mean, they play and they're just into it. And music, so music is James' thing. He's into music. Whitney, what could it be? Sports. Let's just say that Whitney loves sports. Uh-oh. Okay, let's say that Whitney loves sports. And she is determined to be the best athlete in her school, in her city, in the region of the country. She loves sports. She loves God, you know, when God has his place and so forth. But she loves sports. And then we have Joey. Joe, are you dating? Okay, let's assume that Joey is dating now. And Joey says, man, I love my girlfriend. I mean, she's going to make a great mom one day and a great wife, and I love my girlfriend. And one day, I think that'll happen, Joey. So Joey says, hey, I love that, okay? Doug over here, he is committed to his job. I mean, he's just doing great at his job. And Doug says, I love my job. Love God. I love God. God is really neat, and when I get discouraged, I open the book of Psalms and I read some verses, and God just really encourages me, you know, from time to time. And I love God, but my job, I mean, that is important. You know, I can't always do what I like to do for the Lord, but because I've got my job. And so all these people, they love God, they wouldn't deny that, but they place different things. When really, Jim, if you could go up top here. And then if y'all could come down off the step there, and let's let Jim be above everybody else. God is saying, this is where I must be. It can't be, yeah, it's kind of neat. God is helpful at times and with my job. No, it says, if you need to love me more. God needs to be first place. Sports needs to be in its position. Right? You telling him? You tell him? That's right. Get him. Get him, Jim. That's right. Sports needs to be in its place. I'll never forget a trip that I took with Dad. We were going out to Red Cliff to speak at the camp. I was in high school and involved in sports and just going at it. And, of course, I'm not real tall, but I tried to be a good basketball player and played football. I was scared, so I ran fast, and a lot of fun there. And I remember one time we were staying in a hotel in our trip out to Wyoming. I said, Dad, I want to be the best athlete in our school in every sport I play. And I thought, you know, Dad would look at me and go, 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 son, get him. But he said, you need to do your best, but put God first in everything. I've never forgotten that. I don't know if Dad remembers that or not, but I've never forgotten that. And that's what it is. Love me more. The girlfriend, love me more. Music is great, but love me more. You can be seated. Guys and lady, thank you very much. So we look back again in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. When we give it all, when we're ready, God, use me. Use me where you've placed me. Maybe you don't know. Hey, I'm not sure if it's foreign missions. We had a couple come from North Carolina. A family came down. He's an engineer. And he said, David, God is doing something in my heart. I don't know if I will always be an engineer. I'm open to missions. And he's taking steps, and he's ministering in his local church, and he seems to be burdened for souls. That's it. You don't all have to say tonight, okay, we're going to Brazil, Dave, we're going to Palau, we're going to France. But to be able to say, yes, I will do my best to expand the impact. Let's go over it again. I will intercede, Dave. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I will intercede. I will interact. I will invest. Amen? Amy Carmichael said this, and it's a very powerful statement to me. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And if we can dwell on that and dwell on the opportunity that we have to expand the impact of Brookside Baptist Church, expand the impact of what you've started, dad or mom, in your home, and training your children to reach out into the school that they're in, to reach out into the neighborhood community. Remember, we are the salt of the earth. We must have contact with those who don't know Christ as your Savior. Don't just put them in a bubble. Coach them and pray with them and talk through the difficult issues, and there will be temptations, but allow them and allow your family to have contact with people who don't know Christ. And pray, say, God, help us to expand the impact. Help us to intercede. Help us to interact. And help us to invest. If you'd bow your heads, close your eyes tonight as we pray. Lord, I pray that we would be as those that Paul talked about, that gave themselves first. They seemed to expect something a little different, but these people were ready to, when they were giving a special offering, they gave themselves first. Lord, I pray that you would use all of us in here tonight, especially the leaders, God, the men of their families, to establish in their home principles and a passion for Christ, to say as a family, to say, yes, we will intercede. Yes, we will interact in missions both here locally and sharing Christ with other people. And yes, we will invest. Does that involve money? Of course. But it involves so much more. God, I pray you'd use Brookside Baptist Church in a special way. Lord, I pray for some of those that we even prayed about this morning with the staff, that they long to see them accept Christ as their Savior. God, that that would happen. That we would see those amongst our midst here soon being able to worship your name together. God, we love you. We thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you in Brazil, in Brookfield, in Milwaukee, in other parts of this world. God, thank you for your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.